Good morning. It's Thursday, May 23rd. I'm Gideon Resnick in for Shumita Basu. This is Apple News Today. Coming up on today's show, the controversies around Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, checking in on Hollywood writers after their strike, and what all that change you leave at airport security adds up to. But first, a brief look at some other stories that are in the news. The Justice Department and several states are reportedly going to sue Live Nation. The allegations are that the entertainment company has used its dominance over ticket selling to suppress competition, following its acquisition of Ticketmaster in 2010. The company has been criticized for high prices, poor customer service, and a botched presale of Taylor Swift tickets, which helped put a spotlight onto the DOJ probe. In the past, Live Nation said it's not a monopoly, and that ticket prices are set by artists and sports teams. In other news, families of those killed in the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, are settling a lawsuit with the city for $2 million. 2 years ago tomorrow, 19 children and two teachers were killed at Robb Elementary School. CBS spoke to Kimberly Mata Rubio, whose 10-year-old daughter Lexi was killed.
This isn't justice, but it's the city's step toward promoting healing in our community. And this is Lexi's community. This is my community.
The families are also taking new legal action against officers from the Texas Department of Public Safety and the local school district. The district didn't comment to CNN about specifics of the case, and the State Department of Public Safety and DPS Officers Association did not immediately respond. In Michigan, a dairy worker has bird flu. That's the second human case in the U.S. in under 2 months. Federal officials still say public risk is low, but they're encouraging more testing of cattle and speeding up vaccine plans in case the virus becomes more widespread among people. And the Washington Post has new reporting on the controversy over a ChatGPT voice. Scarlett Johansson says OpenAI copied her voice after she turned down their offer to record. The Post got documents, recordings, and talked to the agent of a voice actress who did do the recordings for OpenAI. The agent says the casting process didn't mention Johansson, and OpenAI said the other actress was already hired before they reached out to Johansson. Experts the Post spoke with say that Johansson may still have a strong case against OpenAI if she can demonstrate the company used an impersonator. There are growing calls from Democratic lawmakers and some legal experts for Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from cases related to January 6th. A photo released last week by the New York Times shows that his family flew the U.S. flag upside down outside of their home in the weeks after the attack in 2021. Inverted flags were being used at the time by the Stop the Steal movement, which spread false claims that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. And the Times has new reporting that last summer, an Appeal to Heaven flag flew at Alito's vacation house. That's also a flag attackers waved as they stormed the U.S. Capitol. There are questions now around whether Alito violated the code of ethics for the court. 45 House Democrats sent Alito a letter earlier this week urging him to recuse himself, questioning whether he could possibly be impartial. And even some Republican lawmakers, including Senators Lindsey Graham and John Thune, criticized Alito for displaying the inverted flag. Alito blamed his wife, telling the Times that she raised it in response to a political dispute with neighbors. But that could still cross a line in Supreme Court rules, according to experts. Here's Washington Post reporter Justin Juvenal.
There is a section of the new code of ethics which says the justices have to refrain from partisan displays. And some judicial ethics people think that what Alito did is in direct violation of that section, and he should recuse himself.
But there's a catch.
The issue with the new ethics code is it doesn't really have any enforcement mechanisms, so it's really up to the justices to follow it themselves.
As you might remember, this code of conduct for the court came about in response to concerns about Justice Clarence Thomas at the urging of Congress and the public. Recent polling has shown that public trust in the court is near an all-time low. And Juvenal thinks the flag questions around Alito could be another hit on the court's reputation.
I think it's going to probably cause some people to question whether the court is going to be impartial on cases involving the election in January 6th.
Juvenal says that Alito did not immediately respond to a request for comment about the letter from lawmakers requesting Alito's recusal. That letter, by the way, also calls on Thomas to recuse himself from January 6th in election interference cases. The lawmakers say he cannot be impartial because his wife pressed Trump White House officials to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But so far, Thomas has chosen to participate in nearly all of these cases. This time last year, Hollywood writers were on strike to demand higher wages, higher residual payments for streaming, and more restrictions around the use of artificial intelligence. They picketed for months, eventually walking away with a historic deal for the WGA. And there was this feeling across Hollywood that business was back.
But that hasn't happened. In fact, there's definitely been a slowdown in the greenlighting of new scripts and new production.
That's LA Times reporter Stacey Perman, who checked in with a number of writers to see how they're doing today. Everyone said they or their colleagues have had a tough time finding work. That includes industry veterans like Ted Sullivan, who has credits on shows like Riverdale and Star Trek Discovery. He told Perman he hasn't worked in a real writer's room since the strike began.
He's generally spending 7 to 8 hours a day writing without pay, which is something called development, preparing in the hopes that a Hollywood studio will buy one of his projects. He made this remark that he feels like he's in the worst Twilight Zone ever, where he's 20 years old again and writing spec scripts for free in his apartment. And it's kind of a funny way to frame it, but it's a sentiment that, you know, we heard from a lot of writers at different levels in their career.
The slowdown in work opportunities for writers started long before the strike last year. The boom era of peak TV and the so-called streaming wars, when hundreds of new scripted series launched every year, may never return, Perman writes. As the industry consolidates, writers have fewer buyers for their work, and studios have slowed down the number of projects they're approving. In the first quarter of this year, production activity for film, TV, and commercials was more than 20% lower than the five-year average. Younger writers and writers from underrepresented groups are especially feeling the impact of the slowdown.
Several people we spoke to said they're concerned for themselves, but they're also concerned for the future of this profession.
Nowadays, some writers have a phrase, survive to 25. The idea is if they can make it through this lean year, the opportunities will be better soon. Memorial Day is Monday, and it kicks off the annual summer travel season. And if you're going through airport security over the weekend, you will probably hear this sound. It's a familiar experience. You're rushing, the flight is boarding in like 25 minutes, and you have to dump out that loose change to get through security. And all of those lint-covered nickels add up. TSA data from 2023 shows that air travelers left nearly $1 million in small change at checkpoints. The airport in Vegas accounts for a large amount of that money. Apparently, a lot of slot machine winnings are just getting left behind. In the media outlet The Conversation, a public policy professor says this data is important to consider in the ongoing debate over whether coins are outdated now that people can use cards and smartphones to pay. There have been calls to stop making them because of their expense. But this professor says the airport security data shows that people appear to be carrying coins at about the same rate they did over 10 years ago. He says that's a sign that we should hold off on getting rid of small coins. So if you are one of those people carrying around change, just don't forget to grab it on your way to the gate. You can find all these stories and more in the Apple News app. And if you're already listening to the news app right now, we have a narrated article coming up next. The New Yorker goes behind the scenes of the hit Netflix dating show Love is Blind. Former cast members are suing, saying they experienced false imprisonment and abuse. It's a look at just how little protection there is for reality TV stars. If you're listening in the podcast app, you can follow Apple News Plus Narrated to find that story. and I'll be back with the news tomorrow.